The human mind is a sponge that is relentlessly absorbing information from the environment. This ceaseless stream of information influences the mind and contributes to the shaping of your psyche. This is basically what you commonly know as social programming, which means the predominant habits of a society become the habits of its inhabitants. I'm Abhijit Naskar, and welcome to another episode of Nature, Naskar, and Neurons. Today, I'll address the issue of social programming and mention four facts about it that you need to know. Number one, social programming occurs throughout a person's lifetime, since birth till death. It is a relentless process which programs your mind without you even being aware of it. Number two, the society you are born in determines your character and personality to a huge extent. In fact, the power of social programming can be so intense that the predominant prejudices of a society can become the prejudices of the newly born members of that society when they grow up. Number three, very few individuals with a strong conscience and an active faculty of reasoning can actually look beyond the predominant norms and habits of their surroundings. These people are not specifically immune to social programming, or which we clinically call social conditioning. They simply have a more rational mind which overpowers the society's influence. Number four, the earliest scientific experiment which brought the attention of our scientific community towards the vast impact of social conditioning was an experiment conducted on dogs by the Russian physiologist Ivan Pavlov. Pavlov discovered that any object or event which the dogs learned to associate with food would trigger them to salivate. In this experiment, Pavlov used a bell as his neutral stimulus. Whenever he gave food to his dogs, he also rang a bell. After a number of repeats of this procedure, he tried the bell on its own without giving the dog any food. As you might expect, the bell on its own now caused an increase in salivation, which means he basically programmed the dog to salivate not at the sight of food but simply at the sound of the bell. This same phenomenon happens to general human population all through lifetime in various walks of life. One of the most horrific examples of such conditioning of the human mind is the phenomena you know today as Islamophobia, as I have depicted in my book, The Islamophobic Civilization. Either directly or indirectly, the media has conditioned the minds of the general population to associate acts of terrorism with the religion Islam. For example, the other day I was watching an episode, an old one, of Homeland, and I came across that even that specific TV show has the potential to induce Islamophobia in its viewers, as it gloriously depicts a simple religious conversion of an American man from Christianity into Islam as some sort of communion with terrorism. So you see, conditioning occurs in the human society without most of the human beings even being aware of it. Those with a stronger and more rational mind are the only ones who can actually stand invincible to such conditioning. I'm Abhijit Naskar, wishing you a life less conditioned.